Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the line with us right now is Alex Castellanos, political analyst, talking about the impeachment proceedings as they are about to unfold. Alex, some long days ahead.
The long days ahead. The impeachment circus has come to town, but it's off to a good start for Donald Trump because he is acting uncharacteristically presidential. He, instead of being the small defendant in a political trial, why, he's the president of the United States, striding the world stage in Davos, the leader of the free world, and bigger is better for Donald Trump.
Would that be your, if you were advising the president, would you be telling him to attend a conference out of the country?
I would send him to campaign in Alaska. I would send him, yes, out of the country, sure, because, of course, the president isn't known for listening or taking advice. But, yes, this is not something that the president needs to make longer, bring more to the public attention. This is something that he should try to rise above. Will he be able to do that? Of course not. When the minute he's attacked in the Senate and it leaks out, you'll see him on Twitter fighting back. If you hit Donald Trump, we know he hits you back.
You know, for as much as we're maybe expecting the president to respond to some of those attacks that might be sent his way during the course of what happens over the next 4 days or so, might it be unwise to draw attention to it? I mean, how much can we expect people to pay attention to 12 straight hours of, verbal testimony every single day?
That's exactly why Mitch McConnell is doing it this way, rushing it through. The Democrats are going to get Wednesday and Thursday. Republicans get Friday and Saturday to make their arguments. Beginning of the week, the trial will have another few days. Probably will debate witnesses. But Mitch McConnell knows that if this eggshell cracks, the mess will hurt all Republicans. He wants to get it over quickly. The president drawing attention to it won't help. Fact is, Americans aren't that interested in impeachment. They're much more interested in the economy growing, more jobs, health care, the real issues that affect their lives.
The Senate chamber is known for its decorum, and there are a number of rules to keep it that way during this trial, but how likely is it to go off script?
Well, they're going to try to enforce the script pretty tightly. The most dangerous moment for Republicans is going to be a beginning of the week when they have a vote on whether or not to allow witnesses to testify, like John Bolton. And Mitch McConnell is caught in the crosshairs here because he wants to let some of his swing state Republicans that are up for a re-election, he wants to let them demonstrate a little independence. No, I can say no to Donald Trump when necessary, but he can't let too many of them. He can let three of them stand up for independently, but he can't let four and the Democrats get a majority and make this trial last forever, because that's even riskier for Republicans. So that's going to be the key moment. Can Mitch McConnell let three but not four Republican senators demonstrate their independence?
That is the big question that we're seeing right now. What do you expect to happen? Will there be witnesses? Will there be more evidence involved in this?
I think Mitch McConnell would love to let some witnesses testify, just to help his Republican senators, and frankly, a little dig at Donald Trump. But I think at the end of the day, he understands that the longer this goes, the more control he loses of it. We're seeing that he wants to move this thing along quickly. I would expect no or very few witnesses.
2 weeks from today, February 4th, is the State of the Union. How closely are both sides keeping that date in mind with this trial?
Mitch McConnell wants to get this thing out of the way by then, and so that speech won't be about impeachment and removal the Oval Office. So that speech can be about a growing economy, paychecks growing faster for the bottom 10% than for the top 10%, finally. More women working in America than ever before. 12,000 new manufacturing plants that have come back to the U.S. since Donald Trump have been president. That's what Republicans want this to be about. It can't be about that unless they get this impeachment business concluded. I think that's what Republicans are going to work very hard to do.
Will they succeed in that? I mean, most people kind of know what to expect at the very end, but do you see any situation where Democrats can claim some sort of victory depending on what happens in the middle of this trial?
I don't think so. I think Republicans are going to hold together. I think Mitch McConnell might let Mitt Romney, Susan Collins of Maine, and Cory Gardner of Colorado kind of wander off the reservation a little bit, but that'll be it. And he's going to hold it tight, keep it on schedule, get this behind us. By the way, the country doesn't really care. They'd much rather talk about health care and jobs than impeachment.
Alex, thanks. Political analyst Alex Castellanos.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.